This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We welcome the teams to town for the 2010 Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Baseball Tournament that is just getting underway up at Memorial Field. We'll talk a lot more about that in a little bit. And also the teams rolling into Hastings for the GPAC Conference Softball Tournament, which begins tomorrow. And we'll be chatting with Troy Baker, Hastings softball coach, coming up in the second half of the show. Also on our Loper Link coming up in just a few moments, Athletic Director John McBride is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of stuff to talk about with the Athletic Director as the seasons, the athletic seasons for 2009 and 10 are coming to an end. Hopefully not too soon for UNK when it comes to baseball and softball, but they're in their conference tournaments needing some wins to keep their seasons alive. And congratulations to Sarah Wissing. She is headed to the Division II National Golf Championships next week. They run May 12th through the 15th in Arizona. She finished in fifth place at the regionals yesterday. Triple bogeyed the last hole. Had she parred the last hole, she'd have finished in sole second. But birdied 16, birdied 17, then took a triple on 18, but that's still good enough to get her into the NCAA National Tournament. Don't forget the phone number to be on the show at any time is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Arma Lining. Get your vehicle fixed up. Now that the sun's kind of shining on it, you can tell that there's some dents maybe from the winter, from the tough winter, maybe bouncing off a few things that you shouldn't have been bouncing off of. They can get you set up, free estimate, and then get you fixed up at the Dent Popper. And our email address is Doug and Daddy. You spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. How about them Atlanta Hawks?
That was about as ugly as it gets. What, 30 points behind in, what, the second quarter? It was ugly early. It was early. It was ugly often. It was just that.
How long were they on 44? Like forever. Isn't there a point where Atlanta just says, okay, we've had enough. That's it. We're done. We quit. We'll see you next time. Game two.
That's what they needed to do. Orlando just absolutely just paced them. And then, you know what? How the Lakers all of a sudden just turn a switch on? Is it just overmatched with the Jazz?
No,
is it just a bad matchup for the Utah Jazz?
I think it's a team that isn't... I don't know how do you say this, because I said it after we whittled this down before this round of games began, is that Oklahoma City probably was the third best team in the West, and Dallas is sitting at home. San Antonio's left. Phoenix is probably, how do you want to look at this? The Lakers are the best of who's left. Utah, they had a favorable matchup against Denver in the first round.
But wasn't
I
Denver?
Said, I'm not a fan of the Lakers, and I said for some reason I hope the Lakers sweep Utah, and I don't know why. That's kind of a sick feeling. It's not quite like rooting for the Yankees or the Redskins or something like that, but it's weird because you just feel that Utah doesn't belong, and it's not because of Jerry Sloan, who you've always rooted for, and this is a case you'd think, well, maybe they've got a chance to do something. And you know they're going to go back to Utah and just pummel the Lakers in Game 3. You know that's going to happen.
Well, I just think you look at the Jazz, I guess against Denver, I thought Denver was the more athletic team. Man on man, I think Denver athletically, you know, if you do who's quicker, I don't know how fundamentally sound, though. The Jazz just played. They made shots from the outside. They extended things out, and they pretty much dominated. And then once they knocked Nene out, it was over. Game, set, match. So, But then now they just a terrible matchup. I think they're too long inside because of Gasol, and they get a Boozer.
You heard that this morning, didn't you?
Boozer's can't get a shot off. Well, they showed the replay about 10 times.
I heard one of the national guys put it this way. He said it's Darren Williams, Carlos Boozer, and then a bunch of guys that take charges.
But you got Gasol inside. Boozer's a little fadeaway that with no one in his face with Denver, no one within 3 foot of him, all of a sudden he's got a guy right in his face.
That's what Cowherd said this morning. Don't complain about the officiating. Complain about getting your shots blocked by guys that are flat-footed. Orlando thumps Atlanta 114-71. The Lakers over Utah 111-103. Just one game tonight, San Antonio at Phoenix, because, you know, Boston and Cleveland, they're just too tired. They're just too tired. We've got to take a couple days off. And so they won't play again until tomorrow. In the NHL, Detroit pukes. There you go. Detroit just flat out puked. Up 2-0 and 3-1 in the third. San Jose, and we were sitting there watching it after Golf League last night. It was on in the background. And the way overtime started, Detroit's just rushing the goal. Rushing. All of the action is on that side of the ice. And I just said, if they don't jam one in here, you know what's going to happen. San Jose's going to clear it, and they're going to get a one-time breakaway, and it's going to be over. And that's exactly what happened. Detroit just pummeled the goal the first four and a half minutes of overtime and couldn't put it between the pipes. And San Jose on a rush to the other end and slap it in 2-on-1. They win it, so they're up 3-0, and Pittsburgh beat Montreal 2-0. They're up 2-1. Tonight in the NHL, Boston's at Philadelphia, and Chicago is at Vancouver.
Penguins really came out the second game after the upset and decided who the better team was finally, didn't
they? Yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury, the goalie, played really, really well last night, getting a shutout. I saw the stat. That's the first time Montreal has been shut out at home since, I think, 1983, 118 games. So it was a good performance there. And Sidney Crosby, just one shot, no goals, only 18 minutes of ice time last night, but they still got it done 2-0. So that's a good sign if Sidney's not really contributing, but they're still getting stuff done.
There you go. So that was what was going on last night. Also, Daddy, you had a chance to go out to the UNK football fundraiser, which was pretty busy.
You know what? I thought for 5 weeks these guys put together an event, and I've really got to think that Daryl Morris could not be more ecstatic at this moment. There was a lot of money raised. There was a great crowd on hand. People really went out of their way. There was a lot of money raised, and I really thought going in, if we as a group of people that going out there could raise 1.5 scholarships, I thought that would be a monumental task. I don't know what they raised, but it was a hell of a lot more than 1.5 scholarships. It was a bunch of money to that football team last night.
Well, and we talked last Thursday with Coach Morris and Brad Koenig, part of the Gridiron Club. And if you want to hear more about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about it here in a moment with John McBride. But if you want to hear from the coach, if you want to hear from a member of the Gridiron Club, or if you want to hear any of our podcasts, just go back and go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. And all the great interviews we've had over the last few weeks, we've had some great ones on there, some great guests talking about a variety of sports. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and brought to you by the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft and the Courtyard. If we could just get a beautiful weekend, we're ready to rock in the Courtyard at Cunningham's, coming to life with spring's arrival. Look for the early happy hours from 3 to 6, and as the weather warms up, live music will start to perform out back. And if it's not nice enough to be out in the courtyard, inside, new, remodeled, looking better every day, Cunningham's and the Loft, the coldest beer in Kearney. Stop by to watch all your favorite teams play. They've got the Major League Baseball package. They've got the Huskers when they're on. Doesn't matter what you want to watch, the NBA playoffs, the Players' Championship, little golf. Maybe you sneak in there for the early happy hour Thursday and Friday and check out some Players' Championship. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft on the Bricks, north side. And again, folks, if you're in town for baseball, check them out, Mike and the gang over at Cunningham's.
Maybe you're just in town partying your ass off for Cinco de Mayo. Check them out, Cunningham's. Big celebration.
You take part in Cinco de Mayo there, Daddy?
I would. Absolutely.
See, again, refraining from taking personal shots. Refraining. Mesa State and Metro State underway at the RMAC Baseball Tournament at 3 o'clock. New Mexico Highlands will take on Regis. And tonight at 7, UNK will take on Colorado State Pueblo. And the all-RMAC team has been released this morning. And on the first team, your player of the year is Jason Carr, the senior first baseman from New Mexico Highlands. And the RMAC pitcher of the year, Drew Vassell from New Mexico Highlands. There are co-freshman of the year, catcher Jordan Williams from Colorado Mines, and catcher Chandler Clooney from UNK and Kearney High. The coach of the year is Steve Jones from New Mexico Highlands. For UNK on the first team, Blake Cover was not a unanimous selection. Whatever. Jared Lushen was. Also, Jake Kresge from UNK is on the first team, and so is Jordan Mitchell Hill. He tied with Gucheski from New Mexico Highlands for the final spot there. On the second team, Andrew Hakey from UNK. And on the third team, Luke Valerius, third baseman for the Lopers, Patrick Oliver, outfielder, and Roy Metter, pitcher for UNK, all members of the ball club. So there you go. And coming up after this break, we're going to catch up with the athletic director at UNK, John McBride. Our Loper Link segment brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street, carrying campus authentic apparel. Folks, as you go to root for the Lopers this weekend, have the Loper gear you need. Campus authentic, so real the coach might put you in. You can also check them out online at thecollegestore.com. John McBride joins us next.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with Charter West National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at Charter West National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
Feeling lucky? At Plum Creek Motors, good luck is on the house because everyone's a winner. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and find your opportunity to win a new Chevy of A05. No tricks, no gimmicks. Some lucky person can win a new Chevy of A05 this month. Bring your spin and win number to Plum Creek Motors. If it matches, you win. And everyone's a winner just for completing the online instructions. You'll get $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards, good toward brand name electronics, cookware, and more. Plus, get an additional $1,000 savings voucher towards your next purchase. Keep all the approved rebates and incentives. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and spin to win a new Chevy of A05. And remember, everyone wins $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards, along with an additional $1,000 savings voucher, good towards your next new or pre-owned purchase. At PlumCreekDeals.com, one spin and you win.
Savings off MSRP. See dealer for complete details.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's conference tournament time for UNK and Hastings College. UNK will host the RMAC baseball tournament beginning Wednesday when Mesa State plays Metro at 11. New Mexico Highlands takes on Regis at 3, and UNK will take on Colorado State Pueblo at 7. The softball tournament will be hosted by Metro State. UNK will take on the top seeds Thursday at 1:30. Hastings College baseball team heads to Mitchell, South Dakota for the GPAC tournament, which gets underway Thursday at 9 a.m. The 7th seed Broncos will take on the 2nd seed Sioux Falls. In softball, Hastings College will host the GPAC at the Smith Softball Complex beginning Thursday. All games are at 4 o'clock. Morningside plays Concordia, Midland Lutheran against Dork, Hastings plays Doan, and Nebraska Westland takes on Dana. For the Huskers, the baseball team will host Southeast Missouri State Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the Husker softball team will wrap up the regular season hosting Missouri Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Checking out our forecast throughout this afternoon, calling for mostly sunny skies, west winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, and a high near 66 degrees for tonight. Cloud cover on the increase, slight chance for a scatter rain shower to develop late, low near 40. Currently 59.
Time for our Loper Link segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as we do every Wednesday. And unbelievably, the season is winding down as so many things are going on with golf,
with softball, with baseball. We'll talk about all that. A new women's basketball coach, the football fundraiser last night. There's just, we could probably talk about almost every sport on campus. And when we want to do that, we talk to the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride. And John, welcome in this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're keeping busy. Thanks for finding some time to get us going here. I don't think a lot of, it's not common knowledge that you're on the National Committee for Baseball, and so you're always there. You're there at the tournament. You're keeping busy with that, and now UNK hosting the RMAC tournament.
It keeps you busy this time of year. This is my fourth year, and I'm ready for it to not be on the committee. It's a serious time commitment, especially come spring. Our regional calls every week on Tuesdays, the national calls on Wednesday. All those calls are about 2 to 3 hours each. Mother's Day is the time that the selections are made, so that's always, you know, a nice experience. And thank you, Karen, by the way, for your understanding. But then in the month of May, we're hosting the RMAC baseball tournament this week, obviously. I'll be going to a regional next week somewhere, either New Mexico or Minnesota, and then turn around a couple days after I get back from that and go to the national tournament in Cary. So most of May, I'm not here. So that's difficult on personal and professional lives to try to balance all those things. And we got a lot going on at UNK that needs to, you know, we need to keep an eye on.
You know, some of these sports go unmentioned. You know, we followed the tennis here lately. Both teams doing incredible things. The golf, Sarah Wissing, another disappointing golf, the men's team, John. A lot of people thought they would get a spot and then go to the national tournament, where only Devin advanced to.
Yeah, I think there were several disappointed seniors on that team. You know, golf's a mental game, I think, and they just weren't playing well down the stretch, unfortunately, and they picked a bad time to play poorly. But they're, you know, I think they were disappointed as anybody else, and we're looking forward to capping their careers with a chance, you know, to play in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, some seniors with some great playing, you know, from Alex Farrell, from Kearney on down. You know, I tip my hat to them. They set a standard, you know, for future golfers at UNK that I know that Coach Lydiot will want to work on. So, you know, Devin did go on and play out in California, and Sarah did get a chance to play in the national tournament, and those are good things. We'll try to build and get both teams back in there next year.
John McBride, athletic director at UNK, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we are talking about golf or tennis or any of the so-called minor sports, how much does that help the sports that even on an individual basis, Sarah qualifies for the Nationals or something like that goes on? How much of a direct impact do you see? Is it recruiting? Is it financial? Is it things that people don't see?
Well, I think it's recruiting and exposure are the two most important things in it. And when you're getting in the national tournament and have an opportunity to play on that stage, that's going to attract young men and women to come participate in those programs. And then when you have success at those programs, it just makes it all the better. So I wouldn't say they're financial windfalls by any stretch of the imagination. You don't get rich by playing in the NCAA tournament. You get your expenses paid for, and you do get to travel a little better than we do during the course of the regular season, and they get to fly some places. So that's nice. But it's tough from a financial standpoint. I think the key is the way those sports are set up, golf and tennis in particular, are with part-time coaches that are doing other things. And then in Jake Salisbury's case, it's a young man that's coaching both the men and women at the same time. And that's difficult to be in two places, like Silver City this week and then back here. You know, we worked it out with Silver City or with Western New Mexico, where they're going to play on Thursday down there, and it allows Jake to get back here and be here for Saturday's women's match when we play in the NCAA tournament. So a lot of logistical work. You know, tip of the cap to Eve Green. She keeps it all straight from a travel standpoint, and you ought to see those files, folks, if you want to get dizzy trying to get people all over the country and with all the drivers and all the vehicles. So I think the tennis teams have developed a strong reputation. And Jake feels real good about the recruiting efforts that he's got going on for next year, and I think it will continue to keep going on.
athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, John McBride, joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, maybe a lot of people don't know about the excitement of the softball team last weekend, and not just that they won their that they were able to win their last two games. Tell us about that before we get to the talk of the baseball talk.
Well, if Holly Karnes was a betting person, she should probably put some money down on the lottery, because it was amazing what had to transpire. I think when Regis swept a doubleheader from Mines on Sunday, I think the thought process was that we were done. But at the same time, we didn't know what was going on in Alamosa. Adams State loses 2 to Mesa, and they had a freak snowstorm roll through during the course of the day. And probably more amazingly was the last place team, New Mexico Highlands, swept Fort Lewis in a doubleheader on Sunday. And those two things, all that had to happen, and we had to win our two games to get in. All that had to happen to get in the tournament. We got in. The reward for getting into the tournament is playing Metro at Metro in the first round, the number 4 ranked team in the country. But, you know, played them tough a couple games out there. You know, you go lace up the shoes and play some softball and hopefully pull off an upset and get the postseason going on the right foot. But, you know, I know the girls were pleased and Coach Kearns was pleased because they thought that the season was over. Sometimes you get a second chance and a break like that, and it worked to our advantage this year.
Again, that game is Thursday at 1:30 Central Time versus Metro. Again, double elimination tournaments for both softball and baseball. And for baseball, we asked Coach Day earlier in the week, and Blake Cover was in here, and I guess we're just still a little surprised that the Lopers are sitting in the 6th hole in the region. But again, everybody above them seems to be matching and mirroring what UNK does. It kind of puts them on the hot seat, where maybe a couple of weeks ago it looked like UNK should be in a position that they didn't have to win the conference tournament. Your thoughts as they get ready for a competition tonight?
Well, anytime you're picking the top 6 teams in a region, it's pretty tight from top to bottom, and I'd say that that's still the case. When you start looking at numbers of teams, you know, right now it's the top 3 teams from the Northern Sun and the top 3 teams from the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference that are ranked. Probably a good indication of where the regional strength is. And I think the toughest thing is to compare the two conferences, because we don't play each other a great deal. We had 11 games played between the two conferences, and that's not a lot of games to say what one conference is better than another conference. So, you know, they're part of the top 6. I would just say that. I know that they probably would like to be a little bit higher. I don't think that the movement is done yet, and we take into consideration the conference tournaments as well. So I think things could still shift around this weekend, and then if teams take care of their business in both conferences, nobody wins a conference from outside the top 6, then we're in good shape and we'll move on. But I still think there's movement that can take place in the top 6 based on conference tournament.
Daddy, probably be nice to know somebody on the baseball committee.
That would help. I think that could be a big help. Maybe you got to shove some weight around in those meetings. You got 2 to 3 hours every Tuesday to do it, so maybe a prime opportunity. John McBride joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, from a baseball standpoint, with the switch over to meeting with the Northern Sun in this regional, will there be a commitment in the future for more teams from the RMAC to schedule games inside that conference?
Well, I would hope so, but it's a difficult animal, and we've wrestled with this in the conference. There's some conference ADs that believe we should play as many conference games as we can in a schedule. You see that the RMAC's gone to 22-game conference schedule next year in basketball. We're going back to a 40-game schedule in baseball from the 34 we played this past year. And they're all close votes, folks, and they're all votes that UNK is not in favor of. For very much what you're talking about, I think we do need to play more games between conferences to get a better indication. I think if we did that, we would get four teams for sure, because I think the RMAC's a better conference from top to bottom. So there's no way to tell that until you line up on the field, though. And, you know, depending on who's, you know, UNK played a majority of those 11 games against the other teams this year. So when your third place team is who they're determining whether a conference is strong or not from. You know, is that good? And who did they play in the other team? You know, it's sort of a toss-up. But if we did some crossovers, the Dome sounds like a great place to do some crossover playing like we did this year. That's a long way from Colorado still. And we can't get the Northern Sun schools to go to Colorado, and we can't get the Colorado schools to go to Minnesota. I wish that we had better weather here in Kearney, because we'd host tournaments, crossover tournaments galore, but when do you do it?
Right.
Yeah. Cross your fingers and throw the dice. There's no doubt about it. John McBride's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. So many things we still want to touch on. Fundraising continues. We've announced the date for the Blue Gold again. It's coming up on June the 14th, just a little over a month away. Last night, the Gridiron Club had a football fundraiser. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, because we always tend to talk about all the other sports that need to raise funds just to help keep their programs going, where everybody's talking about football being the one that's kind of supposed to be able to take care of itself with revenue. Whether that's the case or not at UNK, I don't know. But you got some more folks from the UNK family that are trying to help out the athletic program.
Well, and football is no different than other sports. The most scholarship money for any one program goes to football at this point. Is it enough? No. And it depends on whether you want to keep playing at the NCAA level or not, and what your scholarship levels are at. You know, we're anywhere from that 15 to 18 range on scholarships when you look at full out-of-state scholarship costs. And it would be great if we were up a little higher than that. You know, we're not going to be full ride here anytime soon. But I know the purpose of the group that was getting together with this fundraiser was to keep us on par with, you know, the schools in our state, the Wayne states and the Shadron states, and to stay competitive in that regard. And they may be around, you know, 20 or so scholarships, 20 to 22. So we need to keep up with inflation. And as scholarship costs and tuition costs keep going up, that amount of money that you've spent before doesn't go as far. And so it is important to bring in the additional money. And these are folks that are motivated, that want to make sure that the football program gets more scholarship assistance. And, you know, so it makes sense. If it works for other sports, and it does work nicely for other sports, baseball and wrestling, and you can go on down the road, there's no reason that football shouldn't have something like this to keep the coffers building and growing some instead of shrinking.
John, as far as the major fundraising effort, you've announced the Blue Gold. Will it be run the same way as it was a year ago, or revert back to the way it was in the past?
No, we're going to keep the same format we went to a year ago. It worked well. Had a golf tournament on a standalone basis with a 19th-hole reception afterwards, and that'll be on June 14th this year. And then separately in February, late February probably, we're at the Blue Gold raffle again. We sold more than 1,000 tickets for that raffle this past year. It was well received. Fundraising, we were able to generate the same type of revenue that we did before with the previous two-day event with the auction. But we were happy with how it went that first year, so we're going to keep it in place for another year here. Encourage anybody that has been a signature sponsor that hasn't signed up yet to give us a call at 865-8514 and get signed up. Because June the 14th is right around the corner.
Just another minute here with Athletic Director John McBride. Since we last had you on the show, the hiring of the women's basketball coach took place. I think a lot of people have had a chance to either hear about it, meet him. We've had him on the show, Kevin Chaney. I was shocked when I got the press release, because it was just a name that nobody was familiar with, but it seems like he's got a lot of the everything that you would want for somebody that's coming to UNK. How did this all come? We asked him, how did it all come about that Kevin was named the new coach here?
Well, he applied and was and someone called me on his behalf that I knew that I worked with on the baseball committee, who's the AD at SIU Edwardsville, where Kevin was working, and said, there's a guy here that his time is here. He should be a head coach. And he's getting his master's degree, good opportunity. He's interested in moving on and trying it. You might take a look at him. So we did, and liked what we saw. And he wowed the committee. from the get-go, when he started the interview process to the end, he had a solid game plan in place. I think he's a great fit, personality-wise and professionally, for what we're looking for in the program. And I'm real excited. You know, I'd like to come back and be able to talk about Kevin Chaney for a lot longer than, you know, a minute or so, because there's a lot to talk about. Some of the sacrifices he's made personally to get to where he is as a coach, and gave up some opportunities to maybe be a head coach earlier in his life, because he's over 50 and getting a chance to be a head coach. But just very stoked and very ready to be the head coach at the University of Nebraska Kearney, and we look forward to working with him too as we move into next year.
Well, our time is up here on this Wednesday. We're going to get you on to what you need to get on. Anything else you want to touch on before we let you go?
Just invite people out on Saturday at noon at Harmon Park. Our women's tennis team will be playing for a right to play and move on to into the NCAA tournament finals. So 12 noon at Harmon Park. Don't know who we play because they play on Friday. Upper Iowa and Augustana compete first, and then we play the winner of that. But 12 noon on Saturday. And we're seeing out at Memorial Field. We need the community to turn out and show support for an event that I don't know how many conference baseball tournaments have been hosted in Kearney, but not the number's not real long.
It's been a long, long time. It's tonight, 7 o'clock. Of course, the first game already underway up on the hill, and you can go to lopers.com for all the information, because the website, which has been updated over this past school year, is just outstanding. And you can find out anything you want about baseball, softball, the Blue Gold, any of the sports activities that are going on.
If you haven't been up to Memorial Field, it's worth the price of admission itself. It looks incredible. It looks like a postseason tournament's being held here this week.
Well, that's what it's going to be. We'll be there. John, thanks so much for the time. And,
thank you, guys.
We'll see you up there.
Okay, appreciate it.
Our Loper Link on this Wednesday, brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have the loan. Oh, what? You have the reasons. You don't have the loans till you go there. You have the reasons. That's why Russ is there for you, because he has the loans. And, of course, by the fine folks at thecollegestore.com, south of UNK's Health and Sports Center. And you can also check him out online at thecollegestore.com. That's what's going on. That is what's going on. And, Daddy, again, a lot of money raised at the football banquet last night.
Yeah, great turnout. Great turnout. I think they've got it. We have not heard the totals yet. Hopefully, when they release that, we will pass along to you. But a great job by the community coming out and supporting an event that really, until 5 weeks ago, was not going to happen. And some community members in the Gridiron Club get together and put on one heck of an event. And congratulations to everyone involved. It was a complete success.
Oh, what is it, Daddy?
It's lunchtime.
And what day is it?
It'll be Wednesday.
It's double dip day at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, because tonight and every Wednesday night, burger night.
I'm totally jacked.
And, well, I'm baconed up. I love a bacon. That's right. Any burger on the menu plus fries, just $5. 7 ounce ground chip, fries every Wednesday night. Regular cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, legendary Totally Jack burger. They serve them from 5 until 10 at the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. And don't forget, with graduations, family reunions, birthdays, anniversaries, or just maybe a luncheon meeting, check out what they have in their party room at the Chicken Coop. Colin Scott, they can set you up and watch all the great sports, which is one of the highlights, obviously, because there's not a bad seat in the house with all the HD TVs around. It's a place to be, the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney in Grand Island. Check them out for lunch today, because they have lunch specials 7 days a week, because they're open 7 days a week, because people are hungry 7 days a week.
And it's free, because I'm going to give you a tip right here. I'm going to take a catch-all 1, 2, 7, 17, 27, 41, 51, and 71. It's free. Once that comes in, it's free, plus you get a little extra.
Pretty much shows your knowledge of Keno. Can't do that.
Oh, can't do a catch-all 8-spot?
Just do a little catch-all 3-spot.
Okay.
That's more than enough to buy lunch. Okay. We'll take a break and talk a little softball. The GPAC tournament's coming up starting tomorrow in Hastings. Hastings coach Troy Baker joins us. Plus, a dilemma from one of our emailers. A big-time dilemma. We'll discuss it next.
I am the new way to work. I'm the guy who's sitting outside the cafe sipping a latte getting work done while you wonder, what kind of guy gets to work in the sunshine instead of an office? this kind of guy. And just so you know, I do have an office. I just choose not to be chained to it. It's a Regis office in one of the coolest buildings with one of the most prestigious addresses in the city. And here's what makes my Regis office different from yours. I don't have a lease. That means I don't have to spend my cash on stuff like phones and IT guys and paper towels for the bathroom. Instead, I pay one low monthly rate that gives me what the cafe doesn't, like a gorgeous lobby that makes my clients ooh and ah, and a friendly receptionist who can charm even the grumpiest visitor with her smile. But that's not why I go there. I go there to meet my fellow new way to workers. We talk, we solve problems, and then we laugh about all the poor suckers who go to offices out of necessity as opposed to choice. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 1 month free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our forecast throughout this afternoon, calling for mostly sunny skies, west winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high near 66 degrees for tonight. Cloud cover on the increase, slight chance for a scatter rain shower to develop late, low near 40, currently 59.
Vamos todos.
It is Cinco de Mayo, or for those of you who don't know what the heck that means, it's May 5th. That's what it means, May 5th. Not quite the same response as St. Patrick's Day around here. Dad, a couple things I want to touch on. First off, Grand Island Central Catholic sent me this press release earlier this week because they've got a lot of kids signing today. They have 37 kids in their senior class. 8 of them are competing in college athletics so far. Think about that. The percentage of any senior class in any high school, they're not all Division I. They're not all NAIA Division III. I mean, it's all in between. But congratulations to the coaches and the kids over there for all they've done, and best of luck in the future. Now let's go to another story near and dear to your heart. There is a new sponsor of the National Football League.
Awesome.
It's Anheuser-Busch. Rival Miller Coors says it won't renew its sponsorship. The person who is familiar with the negotiations says an official announcement should come today. Declined to specify terms of which the company's beers would be the official beer. MillerCoors CEO Leo Kiley says the company made an offer that expired at midnight Monday, but it was not accepted. Coors Light sponsorship dates back to 2002 and runs out after this season. The company won't disclose how much it paid for the sponsorship. That's kind of a big deal, ain't it? There you go.
Well, From what I've heard, Coors and Miller will now focus their sponsorships on individual teams instead of the NFL as a whole because of financial obligations.
And shows like this one.
I would hope so.
I would think so. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Of course, there's still a lot of talk going on about the young man that got tased at the Philadelphia Phillies game. And I guess another guy ran on the field last night. Weirdo.
They didn't tase him, though.
I wouldn't have even tried to chase him. I'd have tased him immediately.
They should have tased him twice.
That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted. He's going, ooh, I can run on the field and get tased.
They should have tased him twice. Then if somebody else does it again, then three times and so on.
Our buddy Chuck emails us here to the Dead Popper inbox. So the jerk runs out onto the field, yanks an ice pick, stabs the umpire, then gets the right fielder in the gut. Team paying $40 gazillion for a right fielder, umpire hospitalized for a month, and you want the security people to yell, hey, stop! Oh, yeah, that'll get them. Now take those same people crying foul over the taser and reverse the result to what he said previously. Now the cry will be, well, why didn't you stop the killer? Better to err on the right side than to be going to funerals, Chuck and Carney.
Very, very relevant points, Chuck. I'm all for you.
Now a dilemma, and then we're going to talk a little softball. Longtime listener to the show, frequent emailer, Joe. Happy birthday, Joe. What's going on today for Joe? But that's not what he wanted. He didn't want us to, you know, wish him happy birthday. He's saying, all righty, guys, I need a little help. Maybe I'm moronic, but today is my birthday. Sounds like a nice starting point, but I have to work all day today. That's boo. Boo Joe for working all day today, but solid. You know, that's commitment. That's focus. I'm doing the P90X, and I can't decide if I should go home after work and do my workout like I usually do, or skip it and salvage what is left of my birthday. I know I'm going to feel horrible if I don't work out, because I know I'm going to eat terribly today. But I also don't want to feel like my birthday just passed me by. What do you think? Is it okay for me to skip my workout?
Hell yes, Joe. This is an easy decision. It's your birthday. One day out of 365, I celebrate it.
Exactly. Joe, there are more days in this year than there are birthdays in your lifetime. Whatever that number turns out to be, celebrate your birthday if you want to celebrate today. P90X will be there tomorrow. It'll be there the next day. You know what you're going to be? 2 days older, and it's just going to be another day. It's going to be May 7th on Friday. It's not going to be your birthday. Today is your birthday. Plus, it's Cinco de Mayo. So you go out and you do that as well.
It's a no-brainer.
Troy Baker, softball coach at Hastings College, joins us. Troy, what do you think? Birthday or exercise?
Heck, go out and have some fun. You know? You only live once. You better celebrate it.
It's unanimous, folks, and I think I think this is a 98%, 2%, but we'll throw it out there as our Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull. Email us to the Dent Popper inbox. Should Joe party like it's his birthday, which it is, or should he hit P90X? Or do you have P90X and then party until the bars close tonight? I don't know. Brought to you by Ace Hardware, Garden Center, Kearney, and Grand Island. Well, in baseball, the RMAC tournament is underway here in Kearney. Tomorrow at the beautiful Smith Softball Complex in Hastings, the GPAC softball tournament gets underway. And Coach Troy Baker joins us here. They will play Doan. Hastings is the third seed. They will play Doan, the sixth seed. All the first-round games get underway at 4 o'clock. But just in the last couple of days, and I think this is how it always goes when the season starts to wind down, Troy, you've got Stacy Palladino, the conference pitcher of the week, and a nice story in the Hastings Trib about a couple of your players this week. So let's start there with what Stacy's been doing for you and what you're expecting from her in the tournament.
Well, I hope Stace doesn't put this nicely, wake up, because she's thrown 4 straight shutouts. And if you ever seen Stacy pitch, she pitches to contact. You know, if it was our other pitcher, you know, Chelsea Woodside, you would see that because she blows everybody away. But Stacy throws to contact, and our defense is playing great for her. And Stacy, don't take me anything wrong, Stacy's doing a great job. But I hope she doesn't wake up for another month. That means we'll be at the national tournament playing deep, 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 deep into May. So I just hope she's doing what she's doing. I told her, don't stop what you're, you know, keep eating. What you're doing, don't stop doing it. She says, I haven't been eating. So don't eat. Whatever works, works.
Troy Baker joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troy, when these brackets came out, how did you like the breakdown on your side of the bracket?
You know what? I don't want to jinx myself. It's the same way as it was last year, facing Doan first round. And, you know, Doan can hit the ball. Don't get me wrong, but we liked it as an offense. They really don't have a truly number one pitcher. So anybody they throw out, we have confidence that we're going to hit the ball. So I was excited, and, you know, we're opposite Morningside, which, you know, we don't fear them. We respect them. But, you know, later we can see Morningside, the better it means we're going to be in the championship game, and that's what we want to be. And I'm excited. I think our team's excited where we're at. But I guess we'll see when we get on the field at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Troy Baker, softball coach at Hastings College, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we say this all the time when it comes to UNK and Hastings College. Fans are just not clear of what happens after this. So, again, Troy, what do you have to do to keep your season going past this weekend?
I think we're just going to have to keep on doing what we've been doing. We're getting very solid pitching from Stacy. We're getting some timely hits at times. Last year we went through the national tournament. We kind of understood what it was all about. You know, we have 7 seniors. You know, they went through this last year knowing that if they lost, it's over. Well, now the 7 of them know if it's they lose, their career's over. So I think we need to play with a little bit of sense of urgency. And, you know, we're focused. We're ready to go. It kind of scares me when we're playing at home. You know, it sounds weird, but actually we're more focused when we're on the road. You know, no distractions from family and whatnot when you're on the road. But when at home, your friends and everybody's here and you kind of saying, hey, there's my buddy up in the stands or whatever. It might sound weird, but it kind of scares me if we're playing at home. But I guess we'll see. Maybe they'll surprise me and we'll do well.
There's Joe up there celebrating his birthday in the stands. You know, it's kind of distracting.
Maybe he'll be up there.
Joe, get it together up there. Got to focus. Focus, Joe. Cheer on the Broncos. Troy Baker joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. One of those 7 seniors, Troy, is Kayla Peltz, who's a 4-year starter for you. She's got the hits record. She's the Blake Cover now of Hastings softball, if you will. An incredible career, no matter when it ends. Just your thoughts on what she's given to your team over the last 4 years.
She's amazing. You know, if you go watch her play, and you look up at the end of, you know, maybe a 2-week period that, hey, maybe she has 20 hits, and you say, what? Really? She is so quiet. She is a quiet player, but she gets her 2-3 knocks a game and steals a couple bases and plays solid defense. And, you know, next year, you know, you realize she's not there anymore, you know. And that's what I'm going to miss because, you know, you put her in the 1 or 2 spot in the order and you just get production. You know, she doesn't do anything fancy. She just hits. You know, sprays the ball to left, sprays the ball to right, drops a bunt down. And it's not fancy, but good Lord, for 4 years, it has worked for her.
Doug, I got a 377 career batting average. Isn't every softball game 3-1 or 3-0? I mean, when you hit 377, it really says something when you're hitting the ball like that for 4 consecutive years. That's amazing.
I don't know, Troy. You've been on both sides of some high scoring affairs this year, haven't you?
We have. We've scored quite a bit at times, and you know we've gotten it handed to us a couple times. So you know it's at our place, and I don't know if you guys have been out there at all. You know, there's no trees, and when it blows, 9 times out of 10, the wind's blowing out, and confidence rises for our batters. And I know KP doesn't matter if it's blowing in at her face or whatever. She'll spray a, you know, base it over shortstop. But, you know, some face up, when we play at 200 feet, that's kind of a pop-up sometimes, and it'll just blow out of there. So it kind of depends on the weather. It's like Wrigley Field. You kind of wake up, and my wife will tell you, I look up and look out and see where the flags are blowing. I'll know if we're going to have success on a daily basis. If the wind's blowing out, I'm saying, you know what, we're going to score some runs today. So I'm hoping tomorrow that it's blowing out and, you know, we can do some damage against Doan.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations for the weekend and do a great job as the host and do an even better job on the field. Best of luck to you and the gang.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Troy Baker, head softball coach at Hastings College.
They will get underway tomorrow at 4 o'clock when they take on Doan. And all the games tomorrow are at 4 o'clock. Daddy, Morningside, the number 1 seed, plays Concordia. Midland Lutheran, the 4 seed, plays Dort. And Nebraska Wesleyan, the 2 seed. And they will be taking on Dana. Then all of them come right back and play again at 6 o'clock. Double elimination softball. They're used to that.
Yeah, anytime. Looks like Morningside, though, only 3 conference losses. Would be the favorite going in at 21-3, where Hastings 16-8 in the conference. On the same side of that, the 2 seed Nebraska Wesleyan at 17-7. So they look to be your 3 favorites going into this year's GPAC softball tournament.
Got a couple more things we want to touch on, so let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Coward.
One of my favorite days of the year. Mother's Day is approaching. Ah, Mom. Your son's thinking of you. He's always thinking of you. Well, mostly. But certainly this Sunday, one dozen assorted roses for Mom and a free glass vase, only $19.99 on Mother's Day. That's roses for under $20. Double the roses and free chocolate truffles for just $10 more. You get a 7-day freshness guarantee, meaning you have nothing to lose by trying Pro Flowers today. Supplies are limited for Mother's Day. Time's running out. Order today. Here's what I want you to do for your fantastic $19.99 assorted roses for Mother's Day. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Colin. Or better yet, go to proflowers.com, click on the radio mic upper right-hand corner, enter the password Colin. Proflowers.com, click on the mic, type in Colin. Mothers are special. Make them know you're thinking about them. This is your last chance to take care of Mom. Order now, proflowers.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Summer classes start May 24th. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's academic transfer, or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of 36 career and technical programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Ah, more Cinco de Mayo. We don't even try to hide it. We just throw it right out there. It's always good, by the way, to have a good bass, Daddy.
Oh,
good bass. You need a good bass before you get out, because then people start looking for you.
And speaking of Jimmy Buffet, why not go to a buffet? Like Godfather's Buffet.
Hello!
Oh, yeah, it's now a new location in Kearney. It's North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza, just west of Complete Nutrition. Now bigger and better, two dining rooms to serve you and your family's needs. Hey, try the new lunch buffet served 11 until 2, 7 days a week. Only $6.50. That includes salad bar. You can't go wrong. Godfather's Pizza is oh so fine. Dine in or call 234-9444. That's 234-9444. Plus all the catering service you need. Room for private parties and extended hours. Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11 for your hunger needs. Hey, delivery every single day during store hours, so check them out. You can try calzone, you can try taco pizza, try the humble pie. They've got it all. Godfather's Pizza, try them out today. Especially, you got to try the new game, Mary, because they've got the crane game, people, and it's getting raving reviews. We're fired up about it. You should be, too.
While Daddy's playing the crane game, stand back. It's a little crazy. And don't try to, don't send your little kid up there and say, "Mister, can I play?" Because he'll go, "No! My game."
You just screw it up, kid. Now move.
I'll show you how it's done. Oh, baseball action going on up on the hill, and we've got some offense, Daddy, even though the wind would appear to be blowing in at Memorial Field. It is Metro State and Mesa State doing a battle, and it looks like Mesa State has the lead, 6-4, but Metro has runners at first and third with one out in the top of the third. Mesa State, 6. Metro State 4, then at 3, it's New Mexico Highlands and Regis, and tonight the Lopers and Pueblo play at 7.
A much different tournament, and there's come up these tournament brackets every year. It's a 6-team tournament in the RMAC, so it's you don't have the four brackets like you're used to seeing. So it's a complicated bracket.
Let me tell you what's going to happen for the Lopers. They win, they play Mesa Metro winner tomorrow night at 7. Should the Lopers lose, the loser of the UNK Pueblo game turns right around and plays first thing in the morning at 11 a.m. against the loser of the New Mexico Highlands Regis game. And Lopers win. We don't want to be playing at 11 while this show is going on tomorrow, because there might not be a show. We'll have to go up there. We'll have to go up there and do some things. Dane Toby, Sam Murphy, they hogged the Armac Track Athlete of the Awards, a week of the awards again. So congratulations to them. That's like the 700th one for Dane Toby, who just continues to break his own records. A couple other things that we want to mention. We told you Sarah Wissing qualified for the Division II National Women's Golf Championship. Devin Kassler, playing his final round, has just teed off out in Palm Desert, California. 77 first day, 78 yesterday. He's back in the pack at 68th place. The GPAC men's golf tournament was won by Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings College finished in 10th. District soccer, UNK will be hosting the A4 boys final this afternoon at 5. Kearney High, Millard North. Kearney, the defending state runner-up, will take on Millard North. That game is at 5 o'clock this afternoon at UNK. Also, yesterday in the B5 boys, Central Catholic, a 3-0 winner over York. Hastings beat Northwest 3-0 in the B6 at Scotts Bluff. Lexington beat Gehring 2-0. Scotts Bluff eliminated Holdridge 5-1. Kearney girls were eliminated yesterday by Bellevue East 2-0. Grand Island was eliminated by Norfolk 3-1. Class B girls action, Hastings beat York 2-0. Northwest beat Seward 1-0 in overtime. Holdridge a 6-0 winner yesterday in their matchup with Lexington. All of those Class B finals for soccer are set for tomorrow. In golf yesterday, Pleasanton wins the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, followed by Amherst and Loomis. Cole Pritchard of Pleasanton, the medalist in the wins out there at Prairie Hills. Hastings St. Cecilia won the Grand Island Central Catholic invite at Jackrabbit Run. Ben Tomczyk and Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia both shot 77. Adams Central second, Northwest third, Central Catholic fourth, Kearney Catholic was fifth. And at the Crossroads Conference track meet, Giltner boys, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley girls are your champions. And Daddy, Kelsey Griffin made her WNBA debut yesterday, scoring 11 points, grabbing 4 rebounds in an exhibition game for Connecticut, beating Atlanta. And Corey Montgomery is making her debut at this hour in an exhibition game. Again, they play a lot.
In the morning.
Yeah. And one more thing, the young man, Logan Ehlers, pitcher for Nebraska City, that's going to Nebraska to play for the Huskers, garnered his 500th career strikeout yesterday in a 6-0 win over Gretna. Here's a kid that is averaging 17.5 strikeouts per game in 7 starts this season. It's an unheard of
astounding number.
Earlier this year, in a relief appearance, 6 1/3 inning, no decision relief performance, he struck out 18. He recorded 19 outs, 18 of them by strikeout.
How about that White Sox announcer? He gone. Boy, that get old. Good for him. And hopefully be able to step in and help those Huskers next year.
Whew. There you go. Well, I think that gets us through another Doug and Daddy show.
I think so, but before we get out of here, give me one more of those little Arriba deals you do.
Oh, for Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Hey, we want to thank UNK Athletic Director John McBride for joining us on the Doug and Daddy show today. Troy Baker, the head softball coach at Hastings College. Among our guests tomorrow, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And we've got a lot more planned over the next couple of days as we head into the weekend and keep you up to date on the RMAC and GPAC baseball and softball tournaments. Have a great Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Come on, please, Doug. Please, before we get out of here. Come on. The wine's down.
I will taser your ass.
14-60 in Kearney, 15-50. The people are waiting for it. They really are. They wait for this every year at this
day. Why you make fun of me?
I don't. I think it's great. I wish I could do it. See you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, Center Nebraska Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.